Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I watched the debate, and I learned a little bit more about Mr. Ryan, but I was especially proud of Vice President Biden because he hit the issues, I could hear him hit the issues. And again, I was reminded, although I haven't forgotten, that I'm in the 47% that Mr. Romney is not interested in.
Here we go again. Let's hit those talking points. 800-510-8255. You on to the talking points for either side? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, the 15th of October. The Ides of October are upon us, and the vice presidential debate has been a big discussion over the weekend on News Talk radio stations and television stations as well. The presidential race and politics in general will occupy most of our time, as usual, between now and the election on a national scale, and even the local host, because we're monitoring local stations and programs all across the country to put the ideas together that you hear on this program every day. So let's see here. The vice presidential debate between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan on the top of the heap. Let's get started with more coverage of that. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you over to ABC's Sunday morning program this week. Jake Tapper talked to Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, who is Joe's son, about some of the criticism his father has been getting.
Now, I hate to put you in the awkward position of having to defend your father. I know I wouldn't want to have to defend my father as much as I love him. But he is the vice president, and you are here on this show. So I have to start with the criticism of your father's style the other night. Many out there were saying his eye rolls, his laughter, his smiles were too much and overshadowed the substance of what he was saying. Was his body language at all? Were his facial expressions counterproductive?
Not at all. Look, I'm happy to defend my dad. I don't think he needs any defense in this. Anytime the other side, Karl Rove or the folks on the far right, are going after my father for smiling too much, you know that's a victory. My father spoke clearly to the American people about the facts, and you saw him do that for the 90 minutes straight. You know, this isn't, Jake, about how much my father smiled or how many gallons of water that the congressman drank nervously on that stage. It's about talking directly to the American people about very important facts. And what you saw from my father were him articulating the vision that the president he had to continue to build this middle class from out and take this country forward. And you know, I was struck by Paul Ryan by a number of fronts. You know, especially the congressman's position on Afghanistan, which I feel very strongly about.
I want to get
you
to that.
A congressman suggesting.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, you had him suggest, if not open the door, to put additional troops in Afghanistan. It was a remarkable position to take.
What wasn't he making the point that pulling troops out of Afghanistan, especially in RC East, Regional Command East, where I've been, isn't it accurate to, and your father has been many times, isn't it accurate to say that generals preferred to pull out the troops after the fighting season ended and not during? Wasn't that the larger strategic point he was making?
I'm not sure if he knows what the strategic point he was making was. The point that I heard and the American people heard is that you heard my father clearly articulate that we wouldn't have forces in Afghanistan by 2014, and you seem to hear the congressman equivocate on that. In fact, not be willing to guarantee the American people that we wouldn't have forces in Afghanistan, which will then be the nation's longest war.
Your father raised some eyebrows when he was asked about requests for more security from diplomats on the ground in Libya. Here's what he said.
Well, we weren't told they wanted more security again. We did not know they wanted more security again.
We weren't told. Now, I know the White House now says that when the vice president said we, he meant him and the president, not the Obama administration writ large, because obviously the State Department was told that they wanted more security. But isn't that kind of a cop-out? You're speaking in front of 50 million Americans, and you're saying we weren't told when people in the State Department were, in fact, told?
Not at all. He was speaking for himself and the president, as you heard Jay Carney tell you in the briefing room just the other day. Look, this is a tragedy. When we lose an ambassador with three other personnel, number one. Number two, the president is going to do making sure that we investigate to make sure exactly what happened, putting Tom Pickard in charge of doing just that. Three, the president is going to do exactly what he did with Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. He's going to find these people and bring them to justice. And third and fourthly, you know, Jake, this is not a moment in time where we should be politicizing these issues. You know, I've served with and know and personal friends who are in the Foreign Service as we speak. And the idea that Romney and Ryan are suggesting that the President of the United States doesn't take seriously the security of our diplomats and Foreign Service officers around the world, I find absolutely outrageous, especially outrageous coming from the congressman who, in his budget, proposed to cut diplomatic security by $200 to $300 million.
All right. there are so many things you could take a shot at with that. I'm not here as an apologist for Romney, but I will tell you that Joe Biden's son sounds like a little wet behind the ears still. He is a politician, the AG from Delaware, and by all accounts, pretty good kid. But and it just sounds like they all sound the same anymore, don't they? It really, it's amazing. They all sound the same. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com with your thoughts about the issues as we present them. Again, most of the Sunday morning news programs on the broadcast television stations are the fodder for lots of conversation during the day today. Here's another example of that from Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer talked to political analyst Frank Luntz and Katrina Vandenhoevel about the responses to the vice presidential debate.
Frank Luntz is here, and you did some very interesting research on the vice presidential debate. Bring us up to speed on what that was.
We've now done three sessions, and they all concluded the same thing, that Joe Biden did well on the substance, but they were so angry with his style. And the more that you split-screen the two of them, where they could see Biden's interruptions and the smiling and the laughing. It's funny, because I actually wrote down on my notes here, don't interrupt and don't smile. They didn't want that from the vice president. And he could have gained points, but not a single person in any session switched. In the previous debate, we had about a third of our group switched.
Now, when you say your sessions, what were these focus groups? What exactly was this? How are you measuring this?
We take undecided voters in a number of different cities in the key swing states, about 30 people, and they react second by second using dials. And in almost every issue, Biden's dial score did better than Paul Ryan's. And yet, when you started the discussion, the first thing they said is, why was he interrupting? Why was he seeming to go overboard? He was passionate, but he went too far.
At the risk of interrupting, you know, what strikes me about this with Romney, for example, is we're not about to pick the head of a yacht club. We're electing a president, right? So in terms of substance, you have a presidential candidate who has a secret plan. He's going to cut taxes 20% across the board, $5 trillion, but won't tell us how he'll pay for it. To me, this is insulting to the American people, and this is not, in my mind, a theater performance, Bob. I mean, we are sitting here, we're going to talk polls and strategy and debate performance, but this isn't show business. This is about leadership and who will lead this country in the next century.
Allow me one point on this, though, which is that if you can't cooperate in a debate setting with your opponent, how can you cooperate with Congress? How can you work with the other side? And that's what they pointed out.
Uh-huh. All right, so the focus, the continuing conversation about the vice presidential debate is going to be a part of what we continue with here on the News Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up, ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. Callers on the vice presidential debate and the presidential race in general, because these guys are put together in the same pod, right? 800-510-8255. We're now continuing our discussion, though, of the overview of the vice presidential debate with the radio host Joe Bartlett. He talks to political reporter Andrew Siff here, who said Biden did exactly what the Obama campaign wanted him to do.
Your impressions on Biden, which I found him annoying at times.
Well, people who find Biden annoying certainly got plenty of material to continue to find him annoying. But you have to keep in mind there are people who like Biden, and there are plenty of them, got what they like, which is sort of a feisty Uncle Joe persona. He certainly detailed issues which are popular with core Democrats, and he did what President Obama's team needed, which is he refuted the Romney-Ryan ticket repeatedly, and that's something President Obama didn't do in the first debate. And interestingly, Joe, the next debate takes a different shape because it's a town hall-style meeting. So I think you'll see yet another dynamic in the next presidential debate.
Yeah, and I don't think that favors a confrontation. I think it's just they're going to individually answer questions, which are probably well-screened. So I don't know how much give and take there's going to be on this debate.
Well, the town hall-style debates have actually returned some of the pivotal moments in debate history. There was the famous moment when President George H.W. Bush looked at his watch during the town hall-style debate. There was the moment where Bill Clinton sort of unleashed the "I feel your pain" philosophy and connected with a regular voter. So it's actually, it can be illuminating because if the first candidate sort of doesn't get the premise of the question or doesn't say what that voter wants to hear, the guy going next has a chance to really play cleanup. So sometimes these town hall meetings produce those moments that can be construed as pivotal. Should be real interesting.
All right. Callers on the vice presidential debate. Here's Bill in Massachusetts, like Paul Ryan.
At times it seemed like Ryan was debating two people. It was two against one. Raddatz and Biden seemed to be his opponents, both of them. Yet Ryan kept his cool. He did a great job. Biden, through his incessant interrupting, smirking, giggling and laughing at Ryan, I think he was trying to sucker Ryan into losing his temper. But Ryan didn't bite for it. He held his own. Joe got smoked, an embarrassing display of buffoonery and an interrupting fool. I'm very interested to see what Mr. Obama's backers are going to say. Not so much what they say, but the tone. I think they're running scared, and they should be.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And on the list of things that you heard discussed over the weekend on a lot of news talk radio stations, beside the vice presidential debate, the presidential race in general, there was discussion about the Supreme Court looking last week at affirmative action. Also, Middle Eastern discussions I heard on a couple of different radio programs, and the passing of Arlen Specter. Let's see how much time we have. I'm betting that with your calls, we'll probably stick pretty close just to the debate and to the presidential race. The other debate comes up, by the way, this week. Mr. Obama said he was going to be more assertive. We'll have a better grasp of the issues. I guess that's sort of an admission and apology. I don't know if it's an apology, but an admission. He wasn't there for the last one. Here's, we stick to the vice presidential debate discussion, talk host Lisa Ann Walter talking about what she thinks was good and not so good in the debate between Biden and Ryan.
I think it's awesome that people are paying attention. That, to me, is sort of the best news of all. Here's the worst news. Everybody's spouting numbers and why your numbers are wrong, my numbers work. And it's still a bit of the same what we saw in the first presidential debate, which is, nah, yaha, did not, did too. And I think that's the reason why things like Joe Biden's teeth is trending, because it is not, it's incumbent upon us to sort of decipher where, who's more full of stuff. Which one is giving us more of a line? So I think that that's why it's sort of difficult for us to follow along. Now, there are some things I think that are not up for debate. If you're talking about what happened with our consulate and why there's still some, I don't want to say there's a cover-up. I do want to say that in an election year, things are tarted up, put on hold. I mean, seriously, there people are trying to spin, but not just spin, also control some information that might be disastrous for one side or the other. And I think that's where a lot of our distrust comes in as a voting public. We don't, even when people are on the up and up, it's hard to believe them because there's so much shenanigans going on.
800-510-8255. One of those things is the rumor spreading about the reason that Mr. Obama wasn't prepared is because just before he went out on the debate floor, there was some really troubling information about some contributions that he'd gotten from illicit foreign sources. And that apparently, whether that's true or not, who knows at this point. 800-510-8255. A few more of your calls on the vice presidential debate, including this one from Joe in Florida on Joe Biden.
Actually, I enjoyed it. There were several things that, you know, caught my eye with Vice President Biden. And he did a lot of laughing, smirking. Some of it was called for, some of it wasn't. And going back to last week, watching Romney tell those untruths, I believe he had to do some of that because Paul Ryan, the only thing he was doing was complimenting what Romney was doing, which was lying. So to set the record straight, I believe he had to interrupt because there was times when things he was saying did not make any sense. He, you know, the 47%, the 30% that he talks about, the 47% Romney talks about, they cannot clarify that this really has hurt a lot of people by what they have said, and they cannot live up to that.
800-510-8255. So we'll take a few more of your calls about Joe Biden and Paul Ryan and whether it was amazing, whether it was solid, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent as we continue then into the presidential discussion, the presidential race front and center here on the Countdown.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Doug Steffen here, the second half hour of our conversation today about what's going on in the discussions taking place, talk radio program stations and hosts all around the country from this past weekend. Still some lingering conversation about the vice presidential debate. I'm guessing that'll go away today with people turning their attention back to Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama because they have the second debate this week. And meanwhile, let's take care of a few more of your calls here on the Joe Biden-Paul Ryan extravaganza, including Michael in Georgia, who thought it was pretty amazing, actually.
In regard to the debate as a whole, I just want to say it's truly amazing how both vice presidential candidates can get asked a question and give a 10-minute answer that does not answer the question at all. They're tiptoeing the entire question, just trying to avoid the whole question by giving an answer that supports their side. Give an answer that supports their side, but don't really give an answer to the actual question.
800-510-8255. That's called being a professional politician, Michael. Stanley in Maryland, like Joe Biden.
I thought Joe Biden was excellent. I thought he was polished. I thought he hit on a lot of key points. I thought that Ryan was evasive. I thought he prevaricated. Man, he lied a lot. I basically see President Obama as a person in office. All that he tries to pass through Congress, which is the majority of Republicans, is stopped, and that isn't being brought up. I feel as though the Democrats, they take the high road. And I felt as though the lady that was narrating the debate was giving Ryan more time to express himself. And every time, the majority of the time that Vice President Biden tried to speak, she would allow him to speak half the time. And then when he would elaborate on certain issues, I thought he just basically knocked it out the park to put the congressman in his place.
Isn't it interesting how people, and Stanley's a pretty good example of that, depending on their politics and where they're predisposed, will take bits and pieces out of this, thinking that Martha Bradley, also known as Martha Raddatz, who was the moderator, she was taking shots at Biden. And what have you decided?
I really have gotten a lot out of both these debates now. I see there's a clear difference. And what I've seen for 4 years of the Obama administration. You have the absolute empty suit that doesn't have any plan, never has had a plan other than destroying this country. And they wheeled out the court jester, Joe, to do his shtick. And he did it well with all the smirking and eye rolls. I was waiting for him to come out and bring out the clown nose and the ukulele. It was sad, you know, to see that that's really all they have is to put on performances, as opposed to what I've been seeing and hearing with both Romney and Ryan, absolute adults, professional, taking this administration to task over what they've done to this country.
All right, so before I was so rudely interrupted by yet another caller, I was just thinking about how the talking points on either side bring people around to the conclusions that they had before the debate began. What I'd really like to get from you as we get into the presidential race discussion are some new ideas. People who may be being swayed by some of the activity of either of the candidates at this moment, not the same old particles, partisan particles of poop that get presented here from time to time. Anyway, you're certainly welcome to your point of view, though, however. 800-510-8255. So, the president headed to a Virginia hotel for debate cramming. He wants to transform his reelection pitch after the Mitt Romney results. He's hammered. Except in places like Ohio, it's pretty interesting. But basically, across the board, most people say that Romney hammered, didn't just win, but hammered Obama. So he spent 4 days of cramming at a resort in the colonial city of Williamsburg ahead of the debate. So instead of being president for 4 days, he's trying to get your vote by practicing for the debate. Obviously, he thinks it's important, and that's fair. That's cool. 800-510-8255. Let's discuss this or listen to the discussions from a couple of different sources on the Sunday morning news programs. Chris Wallace here talking to Ed Gillespie, who's a Romney advisor, about criticism that Romney has been shifting his positions.
The president's main line of attack against Romney right now is, in effect, that the governor is lying about his policies to make it seem that he is more moderate than, in fact, he really is. Hasn't Romney moved to the center, shifted some of his positions to the center, or at least his emphasis on those positions in recent weeks?
No, Chris, the fact is Governor Romney's positions don't comport with the 30-second attack ads that the Obama campaign has been running for nearly a year now, or at least over 6 months. Millions of dollars of these 30-second attack ads distorting the governor's position. And what nearly 70 million Americans saw last week in the debate and another tens of millions more in the vice presidential debate are the real positions of Governor Romney, which would get our economy moving again, which would reform our tax code by lowering tax rates by 20% across the board and offsetting those in reform that would unleash economic growth. They learned the facts in that debate, and that's what the president is clearly frustrated about.
Okay, let's talk about the Romney record then. Let's look specifically at abortion and what Romney said to the Des Moines Register editorial board this week. Here it is.
There's no legislation with regards to abortion that I'm familiar with that would become part of my agenda.
But here is the legislation that Romney has promised in his campaign to sign. A law to protect unborn children capable of feeling pain to protect them from abortion, ending federal funding of Planned Parenthood because of their involvement in abortion, and he's also said he wants Roe versus Wade overturned. So what does Romney mean when he says he has no legislative agenda on abortion?
Well, Chris, that was cut short a little bit. He also went on to say that he would reverse the Obama administration's policy on federal funding for abortion and taxpayer funding for abortions overseas. He would repeal Obamacare, which also has taxpayer funding for abortion. He would be a pro-life president. He's a pro-life candidate.
So why did he would sign he has no those legislative bills. Agenda when there are at least two bills we know of that he would sign?
He would sign those bills. I think what they were talking about was the economy, obviously, and that's as the governor goes around the country. May have seen the clip yesterday in Ohio where he talked about his five-part plan for restoring the middle class and getting the middle class growing again, the Romney-Ryan plan for a stronger middle class, and that's energy.
He was talking about abortion. When he was under the one registered board, he wasn't talking about the economy, he was talking about abortion.
He has been consistent throughout this campaign. Governor Romney believes that Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided, that it should be overturned, that the American people should be allowed to address this very important issue through their elected representatives. He believes there shouldn't be federal funding for abortion and will act immediately to ensure that that is not the case by reversing the Mexico City policy, and he would indeed sign the legislation that protects that further protects innocent human life. He's completely consistent here.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at a poll of early voters. Now, how's this right? The president leads Mitt Romney in the poll. This is the Reuters poll. What I'm confused about is how this information is being leaked. Why would there be any results discussed at all before the actual day of the election? Do you understand how prejudicial? It's kind of like the primary, the whole primary season, and one state and another state and another state, and people sort of reacting to the results of what's happening in other states rather than everybody voting at the same time. I think this is just plain wrong to have. If you want to have an absentee ballot, that's fine, but they don't get opened until the day of the election. What is there with this? Most of the opinion polls show the candidates are in a tight race. That is the essence of where people are prior to these debates. But why is this right? This is just, for me, it's wrong. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's Candy Crowley on the CNN program that she hosts talking about the second round of debates.
You've been very open about the fact, and by you, I mean the Obama team, that this will be a different president come Tuesday. How so?
Well, look, I think, Candy, obviously the president was disappointed in his own performance. He didn't meet his expectations.
It's not true that he thought he won when he came off the stage?
Absolutely not. He knew when he walked off that stage. And he also knew, as he's watched the tape of that debate, that he's got to be more energetic. I think you'll see somebody who's very passionate about the choice that our country faces and putting that choice in front of voters. Are we going to build this economy from the middle out? Are we going to give people opportunity and make the needed investments to give them that opportunity? Or are we going to do this from the top down, the perspective that the Romney campaign brings?
So, having a list of swing state polls that are out, and you know what they say by and large, they say that in most cases in these swing states, and indeed nationally, Mitt Romney has either closed the gap or he has now surpassed President Obama in states that the president was ahead in. Would you concede it was a pivotal debate that changed how folks looked, at least at Mitt Romney?
Well, look, I think Mitt Romney's performance was indeed magical and theatrical. Magical and theatrical largely because for 90 minutes he walked away from a campaign he'd been running for more than 6 years previous to that. Look, Kenny, we always expected...
The president didn't call him on it at the time, so were you all aware of that? I mean...
Well, was I aware that he was going to say, I don't have a $5 trillion tax plan, I don't want to cut taxes for the wealthy, I love teachers, we ought to hire more, all in contradiction to specific campaign platforms and statements that he's made in the past? I don't think anybody expected that. I'm surprised that I think maybe only Mitt Romney understood that he was going to walk away from...
But that's not an excuse, right? You guys don't use that as an excuse for the president.
Look, again, I think the president will be very forward-looking, will be very conscious of making sure people understand the choice in this election.
Blah, 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 blah. I listen to these people on both sides. That's what I think of. What do you think of? 800-510-8255. More on the presidential race as we continue here on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent
getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about screaming fans. Now, you know when you go to a rock concert or you see older TV shows, especially when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, you see everybody going crazy. They're screaming. They just idolize the people that are up on stage, and their emotions are running high. Do you get the same reaction when you walk into a room? Do people go crazy when they see you? Well, you know what? They should. You should have people idolizing you for all the wonderful things that you've achieved in life. You should become their role model. You should become their hero. You should be the one that will create that emotional outcry of awe. How do you do it? It's by presence. It's by confidence. It's by self-esteem. You've got a desire for it. You have to want it. You have to be it. So whenever you see people, get out there and let them scream about you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
800-510-TALK from Meet the Press. David Gregory talked to Tom Brokaw about this week's presidential debate.
Tom, how do you see it?
I see it as good for the country. I think that these debates have re-energized the country. I think that the two candidates are going to have big ideas that are going to have to be explained not only coherently, but practically speaking, they're going to have to be candid with the American public. I think that we'll hear from President Obama, as we did not in that first debate, a lot more about the 47% remarks about the auto bailout for General Motors. I think the challenger, Governor Romney, will be saying once again, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Where is that plan? So this is good for the country, and I look forward to it. Here are some things that we have not talked about. Not talked about immigration so far. There's been no discussion of global warming. There has been no discussion across the country, including in the state of Virginia, public pensions that are unfunded. And that's a burning fuse for this country. And that's going to play into the economy downstream as well as municipalities and county governments begin to look for help from the federal government because they can't pay off whatever they're going to do. We're in for a tough time here, folks. And I think the American public, as I talk to them, want detailed answers and they want candor. And they say, hey, look, don't try to smoke me this time.
Well, one more on just format. As I mentioned,
yeah.
You moderated the town hall format. This is not mano a mano slugfest. This is different.
Yeah.
You've got to have some range.
This becomes very personal, and it's tricky for the moderator. I said that Candy Crowley ought to get combat gear after I went through that 4 years ago. And the candidates, as we saw in the first debate, tend to run over on their own rules. But does it work for one or the other? I think it's a chance for Governor Romney to identify with the common man, the common woman, if you will, if he can do that. I think for President Obama, he's got to go back to how he was so effective 4 years ago, and he has to offer a lot more detail than he has.
My
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephan here, moving on or moving along or continuing our discussion about the presidential race now and the debate that's scheduled for this week. Both Governor Romney and Mr. Obama have surrounded themselves this weekend with debate coaches preparing for the next encounter. The president is said to be using or honing, I guess is the word, his linguistic cutlery at the Williamsburg compound where he's holed up over the weekend. Romney's been making pitches all his life, says the Obama group. Not a silly thing to say. You think Obama hasn't been pitching all of his life? Please. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, some of the strategists have figured out how Romney could win without Ohio the way he's trending in some of the other states, because he still hasn't made up enough of the lead Obama had there to take Ohio if the election were today. Meanwhile, let's get some of your calls on here. Neil in Massachusetts voting for Obama.
Women's rights issues, that's something that neither politician is really touching on too much. President Obama is pro-choice, and Mitt Romney is absolutely pro-life. Pro-choice has got to be the way to go. I mean, what you do with your body is a moral issue. It's up to you to decide. And for the government to step in and say, you can do this and you can't do that and you can do this and you can't do that when it comes to your own health, that's your own issue. It's nothing that the government should step into and tell you what to do.
I agree with you, Neil, on that one. 800-510-8255. What they ought to do is just be quiet about it, because Romney doesn't really believe what he said anyway, in the sense, kind of like George Bush said what he had to say when he was running in 1988 and didn't believe it, according to his wife. The strategists who are affiliated with both sides say they have access to information about the personal lives that you lead at a scale never before imagined, and they're using that data to try to influence your vote, in effect to train you to go to the poll through sort of subtle cues, rewards, threats, in a manner akin to the marketing efforts of credit card companies and big box retailers. In the weeks now that remain before Election Day, a lot of you will hear from callers with surprisingly detailed knowledge of your life when they call your home, friends of friends, long-lost workers who are friends, identifying themselves as volunteers for the campaign. They will be guided by scripts and call lists compiled by people, maybe computers in some circumstances, with access to details like whether you may have visited a porno website, your home is in foreclosure, or you drink Michelob rather than Corona. Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Michael in Alabama, what are the issues that will keep you from voting for Mr. Obama?
The liberal Democrats on MSNBC and CNN, they are just covering up for this president. I mean, we had a terrorist attack on the anniversary of 9/11, and this president dropped the ball. Him and Hillary Clinton, they dropped the ball, and they covered it up. We voted for the man the first time. We will not vote for the man this time. He lied about marriage being between a man and a woman, and he stabbed us in the back, and he went with the homosexuals, and that's the ones on these networks that are in a frenzy. They're going crazy. They want this man reelected so he can give them more and more rights, and the people better wake up and run this man out of town.
All right, you may be interested in this and maybe not. Lindsay Lohan says she's made her decision about who she's going to vote for in the presidential race. She supported President Obama before, but she has shifted. I think unemployment is really important now, she said. And so now Mitt Romney is going to get her vote, if that makes a difference to you. Lindsay Lohan voting for Mitt Romney. Here's Jermaine in New York on Mr. Romney.
When you're picking your candidate, no matter if you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever, look at what the candidate is actually saying. Mitt Romney's been the most unspecific candidate, even more unspecific than Bush, and I didn't think that was really possible. But he has not answered any questions. He's giving you generalities of what he would do. I'd have world peace. I'd be tougher on China. Well, I've been waiting. I've been watching all of his elections with the Republicans and now going into the general election. He hasn't been specific on anything. He's basically feeding meat to the crowd, his crowd that he knows he can get his vote from and support from. And basically you'll find out his details after he becomes president. Well, I know on a regular job you can't do that. You have to come with some kind of resume other than I'm a businessman. He needs to have some kind of general specifics if he's going to sway anybody on his side.
All right. That's giving everybody the business. Thank you, sir. And thanks to all of you for participating by listening and or calling. A lot of the calls that we take, we do live. Some of them record for use later. Some of them are monitored from some of the stations that we're listening to. But they're all important. All of your views are important here on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.